Attacks by Iraqi irregulars against U.S. forces are growing in intensity, say U.S. military commanders. Though American troops continue to press toward Baghdad, the ambushes are slowing their progress. NPR's John Burnett reports with the 1st Marine Division in Iraq.
Yesterday, a Marine fighting unit pushed the battlefront 18 hard-fought miles closer to Baghdad, but it was able to travel at only 4.5 miles an hour because of a series of ambushes along the way. These attacks have become somewhat routine, says Colonel Joe Danford, commander of the 5th Marine Regimental Combat Team, who's spearheading the northward advance.
As the convoy moves up the road, at random, you'll start taking sporadic gunfire. And what they'll try to do is maybe let the first elements of the convoy get by and then start to engage subsequent elements of the convoy. And for the most part, they don't stay and fight once you return fire and you suppress them.
The tactic by these irregular militia units to wear down the invading armies has caught U.S. forces by surprise, though commanders insist they've quickly adapted. The frequent skirmishes with the Fedayeen, squads of fanatical Saddam supporters, have put the long supply convoys on edge, especially after last Sunday, when an army maintenance company was attacked in the city of An-Nasiriyya and as many as a dozen soldiers were captured. Some were killed. Now, Cobra helicopters armed with heavy machine guns and missile launchers prowl the lines of lumbering 7-ton cargo trucks and fuel tankers. Captain Sean Dickman, a Huey helicopter pilot, stands in a field of swirling dust kicked up by the constant landings and takeoffs. He says the air escorts are effective.
The Fedayeen, some of the last mortal sounds they hear are the same rotors you hear today. Because when they're in a position where they're observed, they're quickly destroyed.
General William Wallace, commander of the Army 5th Corps, was quoted as saying, "It's beginning to look like the persistent Fedayeen attacks are slowing the Army's western approach to Baghdad." Brigadier General John Kelly, assistant commander of the 1st Marine Division, expressed surprise when he heard Wallace's comment. Kelly said the militias have been more of a nuisance for the Marines, who are moving on the capital from the south. The general described a recent incident in which a Fedayeen stepped onto the street and aimed a rocket-propelled grenade launcher at a Marine vehicle.
And one of the grunts went ahead and shot him and killed him. The guy fell over on the street and there he lay. A minute or two later, another one stepped out. Same guy shot and killed him. Some short period of time after that, a third one steps out, same place. Same Marine shoots and kills that guy. I don't know what that tells you about the kind of people we're dealing with, but it doesn't tell you that they're particularly adept at kind of this, you know, fighting.
Kelly said his combat teams have recently noticed paramilitaries using civilians as human shields. Reporters traveling with the military have not been able to independently verify the following accounts. The general offered three examples. First, he said, attackers seem to be positioning old men and women in the street to discourage return fire. Second, on Tuesday, they used a hospital in An-Nasiriyya as a weapons depot and a fire base. And third, paramilitaries in a string of villages north of the Euphrates River were traveling in public minibuses, putting civilian passengers at risk. That tactic caused tragedy earlier this week. Kelly said he personally investigated after a gunner with the 1st Marines Regimental Combat Team opened up on a bus full of suspected militiamen.
So he does exactly what he should have done. He fired them up, killed them all. But when we got to the bus, there were some civilians on the bus that were dead.
In yet another incident, General Kelly said Marines destroyed a van later found to be carrying all non-combatants, though he didn't say how many. He added there was probably a little bit more firing than I'd like to see, but he stressed that most of the dead Iraqis inside the strafed minibuses were enemy gunmen, not civilians. John Burnett, NPR News, with the 1st Marine Division in Iraq.